from Kabul. Tensions deteriorating further across the occupied territories as Israel continues to stoke tensions by escalating draconian measures against the Palestinian population. Israeli forces have demolished two Palestinian houses in the West Bank villages of Adura and Deir Samat near Al-Khalil, a city that's also known as Hebron. Tel Aviv accuses the owners of killing five Israelis in two separate attacks in November last year. Meanwhile, Israeli forces have raided Palestinian homes in the occupied West Bank, taking away 16 people. Most of the arrests were made in Nablus. The military regularly raids Palestinian homes and makes arrests. The detainees are then transferred to Israeli prisons where they're interrogated for weeks without being charged. Press TV's Mona Kandil joins us now on the line from Ramallah. Mona, talk to us more about the recent Israeli violations against Palestinians, specifically demolishing two houses in the West Bank villages of Dura and Deir Samat near Hebron al-Khalil.
Well, that's right. Israeli forces stormed Deir Samat village in al-Khalil, the occupied West Bank city of al-Khalil, also known as Hebron, and they demolished the home of Mohammed Hroub. He's a Palestinian prisoner, and he was arrested and accused by the Israelis for killing three Israelis in a shooting in the Gush Atzion area junction in Al-Khalil in November. The Israelis at that time managed to arrest Mohammed Al-Hroub after he opened fire at a mini bus full of the Israeli settlers. At least three were killed and others were wounded. On the same day, another Palestinian, his name is Ra'ed Khalil Masani from Dura, carried out another operation. He managed to stab Israeli settlers in Tel Aviv outside a shop there and killed two Israeli settlers on the same day, 19th November. So today the Israeli forces also stormed his hometown Dura in Al-Khalil and demolished his home. Both Palestinians were arrested by the Israelis on that day. As you have mentioned, the arresting operations have also continued across the occupied West Bank. At least 27 Palestinians have been arrested by Israeli soldiers. The majority of them were arrested in Nablus, where Israeli troops stormed several neighborhoods in the occupied West Bank city of Nablus to the north and stormed Palestinian homes, claiming that they were searching for those whom Israel describes as wanted for security reasons. Six others were arrested in Jenin, and more five Palestinians were nabbed in Ramallah. As you have mentioned, hundreds of Palestinians are being arrested by the Israelis, and they received an administrative detention order. This means keeping Palestinians behind bars without any charges or trials. This order allows the Israelis to renew this illegal order for several times, and every time it could last for 6 months. We have witnessed a number of Palestinians continue to be behind the bars of their lives without any clear charges, as what's going on against this Palestinian prisoner, hunger striker Mohammed Al-Qiq now.
Thank you, Mona Prestige. Mona Kandil joining us on the line from Ramallah.